USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
He broke the law, and no one is above the law. I said that before, and I'll say that again and again and again. No one.
That woman was a member of the jury in the trial for the president's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, who was convicted on 8 felony counts of bank and tax fraud last August and was sentenced yesterday to nearly 4 years in prison.
He just doesn't seem remorseful.
The 69-year-old pleading guilty to similar charges in a case in Washington, D.C., for which he'll be sentenced next week. None of these charges involve Manafort's work on the Trump campaign. It's the 111th annual International Women's Day. The theme this year is recognition of the desire of women around the world for balance in their lives and society. Events planned in over 35 cities in the USA. And this is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
After some stops and starts, the U.S. House overwhelmingly passes a resolution condemning hateful speech. After freshman Democratic Congresswoman Ilhan Omar was accused of anti-Semitism over remarks she made on Israel. Yesterday, counselor to President Trump, Kellyanne Conway, accused Democrats of failing to punish Representative Omar specifically.
Apparently, this is not what Representative Omar said. It's what she believes. And if she believes that, she ought to just own up to it and stop pretending. I guess Speaker Pelosi today couldn't decide whether Omar is an anti-Semite or if she's stupid, since she said, well, she really didn't know what she was saying. She really didn't understand the import of the word.
Reports in Wisconsin are that the man charged with kidnapping 13-year-old Jamie Kloss after killing her parents will plead guilty. Jake Patterson, accused of kidnapping the teen after killing the parents last October and holding her captive for nearly 3 months before she escaped. This is USA Radio News.
Coming to theaters for 3 days only. Patterns of Evidence, The Moses Controversy.
The Lord said to Moses, write this in a book.
A new documentary follows investigative filmmaker Timothy Mahoney's faith-affirming journey throughout the Middle East in search of scientific evidence that Moses wrote the first books of the Bible.
So the question is the Bible a literal story of God acting in history?
Patterns of Evidence, The Moses Controversy. In theaters March 14th, 16th, and 19th only. For tickets, go to patternsofevidence.com/Moses.
Presidential hopefuls descending on the South by Southwest Conference and festivals that begin today in Austin, Texas. This year's 9-day event, filled with political panels, and many 2020 contenders are expected to attend, including Democratic Senators Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota and Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts. The U.S. Justice Department conducting the largest ever worldwide elder fraud sweep, involving more than 260 defendants so far. Here's John Clemens with details.
Many of the defendants are being charged with being involved in technical support fraud as the criminals trick victims into giving remote access to their computers. It's usually under the premise of offering technical support, but it's a guise of getting financial information. Attorney General William Barr.
This is a particularly despicable crime because, and it's a massive and growing problem, and it's despicable because the people involved are vulnerable, and because of their stage in life, they don't have the opportunity frequently to recover.
I'm John Clemens.
Facebook says it's taking steps to stop the spread of anti-vaccination conspiracy theories, saying it will no longer recommend pages and groups that spread anti-vaccination messages and will block ads that include false content about vaccines. The U.S. is dealing with a measles outbreak that has spread in part because some parents choose not to get their kids vaccinated. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.